Hello everyone, today we continue our series on the Rambam's Sefer HaMitzvos with the 26th mitzvah, the mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim. The Rambam says that there is a mitzvah on the Kohanim to bless the Jewish people every single day. Now the Rambam does not differentiate between doing this mitzvah in Eretz Yisrael and doing this mitzvah outside of Eretz Yisrael. And so it would seem that, at least according to the Rambam, that there would be a fulfillment of this mitzvah with the Kohanim blessing the Jewish people doing duchening every single day, even outside of the land of Israel. And why we don't do that is a very big discussion. There have been times where individuals and communities have tried to change that. But that is a discussion for another time. It is, however, important to keep that in mind, because of where the Rambam places this mitzvah in his Yad HaChazaka, in his Code of Jewish Law. The Rambam places it actually together with the laws of Tefillah, with Hilchos Tefillah. And in fact, when the Rambam wrote Hilchos Tefillah, he actually called it Hilchos Tefillah u'Birchas Kohanim, the laws of Tefillah and Birchas Kohanim. And he did not place it in the laws regarding the Beis HaMikdash. And so many commentaries have said that Birchas Kohanim, that the mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim, is actually a component of Tefillah. Just like we said earlier, according to the Rambam, that there is a mitzvah to daven once a day, so too there is a mitzvah during that time of davening to bless the Jewish people, for the Kohanim to bless the Jewish people once a day during that davening. Now, another thing that's interesting to keep in mind, according to the Rambam, is that the Rambam wrote his Yad HaChazaka, he wrote his Code of Jewish Law, with the intention of it being applicable nowadays, but also it kind of reflecting the halachic reality during the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash was around. And so the Rambam also, when he included Birchas Kohanim in the laws of Tefillah, also had that in mind when the Beis HaMikdash was around as well. So what comes out then is that when the Kohanim offered the daily sacrifice, the Karban Tamid, the Rambam said that at the conclusion of the quote-unquote davening service that was done in the Beis HaMikdash, i.e. bringing the Karban Tamid, they would also bring the Kohanim would also bless the Jewish people. There is, however, one difference between the Birchas Kohanim that was done in the Beis HaMikdash and the Birchas Kohanim that was done outside of the Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam says that in the Beis HaMikdash, Birchas Kohanim was done once a day. That was it. After the Karban Tamid Shel Shachar, after the daily morning offering, the Kohanim would bless the Jewish people. Tosfos argues and says that they even did Birchas Kohanim after the evening one, by Mincha time. But the Rambam does not share that opinion. The Rambam says that they only did it once a day in the morning. Then, however, the Rambam adds that although it was only done once in the Beis HaMikdash, nevertheless, they would do it outside of the Beis HaMikdash by other tefillos as well, most specifically by Musaf, usually not by Mincha, or because then people would have eaten and potentially become inebriated from drinking wine, and they wouldn't be allowed to. But according to the Rambam, just as we do nowadays where we do Birchas Kohanim by Musaf, so too the Rambam says that the Kohanim, unlike in the Beis HaMikdash where they would only do it by Shachris, outside, and halachically this is known as gvulin, outside the boundaries of the Beis HaMikdash, you would actually have to do it by other tefillos as well. And this is rather puzzling. Many commentators ask, why, outside of the Beis HaMikdash, should we do the mitzvah more? It's somewhat counterintuitive. The Beis HaMikdash is a much more holy place. So the Keren Ora, one of the commentaries on the Gemara, he proposes an answer and says that because in the Beis HaMikdash we said the name of Hashem as it is written, unlike outside of the Beis HaMikdash, where we do not pronounce the name of Hashem as it is written. So because of the great sanctity, the sages wanted to minimize the amount of time that the name of God was said, and so therefore, since the minimum requirement to fulfill the mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim is only once, so therefore, they only said do it once, and then don't do it any other time, even though technically we could. Outside of the Beis HaMikdash, where we don't pronounce the name of Hashem as it is written, that concern is no longer relevant, and so therefore we do it as often as we are able to do it. So therefore we would do it both by Shacharis and by Musaf. That is the answer of the Keren Ora. There is, however, a problem with that, because the Rambam himself acknowledges that they actually did Birchas Kohanim at other tefillos as well, particularly on fast days, and there seems to be Gemaras as well that allude to this. And so whether the Keren Ora is correct or not, it doesn't seem to answer this other question, that there is at least other rabbinic sources, as well as possible allusions in the Rambam himself, that they did do Birchas Kohanim in other places, in other times. This leads the Rogachover, the Tzafnas Paneach, to propose a different answer, and says that the basic mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim is, as we said, a part of the mitzvah of Tefillah. And so, that is the core mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim. However, the Gemara also refers to Birchas Kohanim as avoda, as a temple service. And while that isn't the primary characteristic of the mitzvah, it is a subcategory of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is part of tefillah, but when done within the context of the Beis HaMikdash, it is also called an avoda. Therefore, the Tzafnas Paneach says, the bare minimum requirement of the mitzvah is to do it once a day. And the mitzvah of tefillah, which is only once a day, mandates that we do it once a day. And so when the Rambam is listing it, when the Rambam is listing the mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim in Hilchos Tefillah, he says that the requirement is only to do it once a day. Now there are other times where we do Birchas Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash for other reasons, because of avoda reasons, not because of tefillah reasons. And so therefore that wasn't included in Hilchos Tefillah, but the Rambam and the Gemaras may have mentioned it in other junctures as well. That, however, does not answer the Keren Ora's question, which is why in other places in tefillah, outside of the Beis HaMikdash, do we say Birchas Kohanim, like we do by Musaf on Yom Tov. So to that, we would still need to rely on the Keren Ora's answer as well, that there is a substantive difference between the tefillah in the Beis HaMikdash and the tefillah outside of the Beis HaMikdash, because we say Hashem's name as it is written inside the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore we try to minimize that, as opposed to outside the Beis HaMikdash, where we do not have that concern. So what we should take out from this is that, aside from the fact that Birchas Kohanim is an incredibly special opportunity for the Kohanim to bless the Jewish people and to spread HaKadosh Baruch Hu's grace and bracha and shalom on the Jewish people, it's also important to realize that Birchas Kohanim is actually primarily a tefillah. It is part of the davening service, and when the Kohanim bless the Jewish people, it's actually a tefillah that they are communicating to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Imirtza Hashem, when the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, not only will it be a tefillah opportunity, but it will also have the characteristics of avoda as service in the Beis HaMikdash as well. Have a wonderful week.